In this article, we explore how Docker networking really works and how to make container-to-container communication reliable, predictable, and production-ready in 2026. It starts by explaining the essential mental model of container networking. Each container receives a virtual Ethernet pair, where one end stays inside the container and the other connects to a Linux bridge on the host. From there, traffic flows through NAT to reach external networks. Docker also provides an internal DNS server at link to 127.0.0.11, which lets containers resolve each other by name when using a user-defined bridge network. Key workflows and drivers. The article emphasizes using a Compose-first workflow. With Docker Compose, you can define services, networks, aliases, health checks, and name-based communication in a clean and repeatable manner. A sample Compose file shows how web and database containers communicate through a shared user-defined network with healthy service dependencies. It then breaks down the major Docker network drivers and when to use them. The user-defined bridge for single host setups. Host networking for ultra-low latency use cases. Overlay networks for multi-host swarm setups. Maculum or IPVLAN when containers need a direct presence on the LAN. Debugging, security, and scale. Next, the article covers port mapping and DNAT, including common pitfalls like binding services only to localhost inside containers or conflicting with host ports. It provides quick diagnostic commands like SS, Docker PS, and network inspection tools. Security and performance sections highlight practical tips, isolating containers by network, limiting egress paths, avoiding host mode unless necessary, and profiling traffic to decide whether NAT, Maculum, or host networking is appropriate. A troubleshooting cookbook gives actionable fixes for common issues such as DNS failures, connection refusals, port conflicts, and overlay network slowdowns. It also provides copy-paste commands for debugging routes, DNS, and network configurations. Finally, the article maps Docker networking concepts to Kubernetes equivalents, bridges to pods and services, published ports to node ports and ingress, and explains when to move from single-host Docker setups to full Kubernetes clusters. Overall, the guide provides a practical, real-world playbook for building reliable container communication with Docker, covering DNS, networks, drivers, performance, security, and debugging in a way that developers can immediately apply.